I started at Osborne on the 20th of January, 1985. I sort of backed into it because I knew somebody who was working at Osborne, and a vacancy came up as a page, and so I started there as a page, and then one of the other staff went on maternity leave, and so I worked as what was then an LA1 while she was on maternity leave, and then I went back down to being a page, and then somebody else left, and I went back up to being an LA1, and then as things changed, I just sort of wound up staying there. Margaret Maloney was head at that point.
Okay.
And so I was there until they closed Boys and Girls House to move it to 239 College. So I was there during all the years when they were talking about building a new branch.
Wow.
And when they finally found the place, when they finally broke the ground and started putting up the new one. And so I was one of the people who packed all the books. And at that point, we had so outgrown the building that we had we had books on every floor and half of the collection off at Danforth Coxville in the east end of the city. And if we wanted to get something from the auxiliary collection, we actually had to send somebody over there and have them come back with it. And so we packed all the stuff in Boys and Girls House, and it was moved here. And when we started working at LHS, the building was still so under construction that we all had to get steel-toed boots. And then we unpacked all those books that we'd packed at Boys and Girls House. It closed in the spring of 1995. The place was closed entirely, probably by May or June. I remember it was the same year I had knee surgery, so I was coming in with on crutches. LHS had a soft opening and an official opening. So I think the soft opening was early October.
Right.
And then there was a more official one,
a little longer.
A little further on. I think my favorite memory is, without a doubt, Joan Bodger coming in and telling us after the library had opened officially that her husband's ashes were buried in the foundation, and that she was only telling us now because there was nothing we could do about it. But I really did think that was one of the great stories of all time, where she and a certain TPL staff member who busted through the hoarding when they realized that they were about to pour the foundation and drop the urn with her husband's ashes into it. So Alan Mercer is now completely immured in this building, and we like to think of him as sort of a guiding spirit. But I think that really is my favorite, because the look on my face as she was telling... And Joan was not a young woman then, so the thought of her busting through the hoarding, I'm glad she didn't trip. You know, it could have been two people buried in the foundation.